Just switching topics for a moment, because this is happening as we speak, not literally, but this week. You are a former Assistant Secretary of Defense. Here's the Defense Department today exploiting the murder of Charlie Kirk for a propaganda campaign. Here's the Secretary of Defense. He calls himself the Secretary of War. Tell me if this ever happened when you were in management at the Pentagon. Chris, cut number 10.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
The only thing they didn't show is the Department of Defense murdering people on speedboats in the Caribbean.
Well, I think there are two precedents for this, and neither of them are very easy to talk about. One is the Crusades. There were multiple Crusades. This is linking Christian religion to mass murder, to pillage, to rape, to war. That is quite something, given the message that Jesus Christ delivered to us. The second analogy is even more poignant, and that is to the story of Horst Wessel. I'm sorry to say that it is an insult to the memory of Charlie Kirk, who by all standards was an upright man, to make that comparison. But Horst Wessel was a disheveled, disorderly student in a boarding house, and he couldn't pay his rent, and he wouldn't leave. And his landlady, who was a member of the Communist Party, went to a local bar where communists hung out and told the people there about this. And they volunteered to get Horst Wessel out. They went to the house and beat him to death. He became the great martyr of the National Socialist Party, the Nazis. The Horst Wessel Lied, the song about Horst Wessel, became the rallying point for youth in Nazi Germany. He was extolled as he was beatified. He was sanctified. He was made a mascot of the German military depredation in Europe. And this bears an uncanny resemblance to that, as does the speech that Stephen Miller delivered at the memorial service for Charlie Kirk, much of which appears to have been plagiarized from a speech that Goebbels gave about Horst Wessel. So there are uncanny, really quite eerie and deeply disturbing echoes with history, not in Charlie Kirk's life, but in the way his death is being politically exploited.
Thank you, Ambassador.